Hello, everyone. This is Bishop Casanova Green, lead pastor of True Vision Christian Community. Thank you so much for listening to our sermons and teachings and helping us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. We want to be able to continue to share the word and show God's love all over the world. If you'd like to support us financially with a one-time donation or with a recurring gift, please go to www.truevisionlancaster.org/giving. We never want to put a price on the gospel, so please give as God directs and enables. We are a small church with a big impact and want to continue reaching our city, country, and the world in as many ways as we can. I pray you are blessed by the word of God today.
He sees Pastor Green, Bishop Green, and he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Yes.
Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. In the book of Luke, the 23rd chapter, I'm actually going to jump back two verses. So I'm going to start the 44th verse, and I'm reading from the English Standard. It says this: it was now at about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. So let me give you some scientific background on what you're witnessing right now. So at the sixth hour of the day, that's the equivalent of high noon. At high noon, there was a total eclipse of the sun. Now, I'm a nerd. Some of y'all might not know this, but I'm a nerd. And one thing I learned about the sun, about eclipses, is that there is a path of totality, meaning that the day literally turns into night. All you can see is stars, the automatic lights turn on, all the animals fall asleep. Everybody's clock is out of whack until the path of totality is over. So at the high point of the day, we go from noon to midnight for 3 hours. And at that third hour, 3 p.m., the ninth hour, is the hour of midday prayer. So Jesus has been through this ordeal for, at this point, we're looking at about 6 hours, because the crucifixion process started at 9 o'clock in the morning. So Jesus has been nailed, has been beat beyond recognition. He probably has broken ribs, broken bones, been made to drag the entire cross when it was customary to just drag the middle beam up a hill, have been beat onto the cross with nails, has had a crown of thorns not placed on his head, but mashed on his head, and has had to lift himself up to breathe, further causing pain to his hands and his feet for hours. When you look at hospice nurses, they talk about that last burst of energy that happens right before someone passes away. Jesus has said 6 significant statements. But those of you who know the word and know numerology, that 7 is the number of what? Completion. So yes, he was finished, but he couldn't leave on the 6th word, because 6 was the number of man. So when he said, Father, into your hands I commit, or as the King James says, commend my spirit, he was saying in the Greek, peritetemi, meaning to place beside, near, or set before, or to place down from or for oneself with anyone, meaning to deposit or to entrust. So what Jesus was saying is that I have fulfilled the mission. I have done what I have been sent on earth to do. Yes. At any time, he could have said, no, earth is ghetto, beat me up, daddy, take him out. But I have to, But I have fulfilled the mission. I have done what was necessary to be done so that the world could find redemption. So I surrender the fullness of my life force. This was just the shell. I surrender the fullness of my life force back to you so I can be seated at the right hand of the Father. And then he expired. Before he died, see, Pastor knows the time myself. Before he died, and I've learned this today, I've been in church all my life, but before he died, the veil was torn. You have to understand that veil was not just a little old curtain on your window. It was a foot thick of straight velvet, and it fell from the top to the bottom, signifying that we now as God's creation have access to his throne. Yeah. Nobody... You don't have to pay Russian roulette with people preach anymore to get a prayer through. We now have access to the throne of God. That Jesus was not a gap filler, he was a bridge. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus is, I am the way, the truth, and the what? The life. And none can come to the Father but by me.
I got this much
time to get it. So here's the reality of the situation. That Jesus exemplified what it means to truly surrender to him. Because in 2023, we have a problem committing our spirits. That when we are made uncomfortable, when something happens that we don't agree with, or when you get mad and you deal with the wrong person on the right day, that you are not willing to fully surrender yourself to God. You can sit in the church, you can sing the songs, you can watch all the Christian television you want, you can listen to all the Christian radio you want. But if you're not willing to commit your spirit, meaning place yourself at the feet of the Master and say, everything that I am, you can have it. You can have my thinking, you can have my anger, you can have my heart, you can have everything that I've been created to be. Jesus took his last burst of energy. He used that one last verse, and he didn't just whisper, he hollered it so the whole world can hear it. He said, hey, guess what? I'm here. I'm yours now. Yes. They had me for 33 and a half years. I'm yours now. Yes. But we cannot say that in 2023, because at the moment of a splinter move, and as I've been thinking about this today, and I was actually mowing my lawn before I came here, and I was thinking about really thinking and digging into this. I got 2 minutes, 37 seconds. I was really thinking and really digging into this. And God was like, we have to understand that time is winding up. That time is short. You have to understand that people are dying left and right. The founder of Cash App went earlier this week out of his own business and somebody took him out. That man got money. Took him out. Things are going crazy. And God is calling for us to truly examine ourselves and say, are we willing to commend our spirits? Are we willing to give everything that we are so that he can get the glory out of our lives? Are we willing to surrender everything at the altar and say, I know this vessel has to die. This vessel, this man, this fleshliness, this humanity has to die so that God can get the glory out of my life. Are we willing to lay to before our feet hit the floor and say, God, my flesh must die so your spirit can rise up in me? Am I willing to be a witness? Because stuff has to die so God can live in us. Amen. Yes. Yeah. I got a little bit more time left. Because the hour was late. So that was surrender, but he was also the last sacrifice. We had the wood. We had the sacrifice strapped to the wood. We didn't need the fire because the fire was already in. was being a sweet fragrance, a sweet incense to his Father, saying that I know that this looks brutal. I know that they celebrated me on Monday, but here I am on Friday, beaten, bloodied, and bruised, and ready to die. But it's worth it, because I shall be a pleasing sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, that I will be a fragrance and you will be pleased with me. So as I release my final fragrance, as I release the oath of water, the living water, I am the way, the truth, and the what? The life. As I produce this last sacrifice, this last fragrance, God, be pleased with me. God, as you're pleased with me, God, save them. I commend my spirit. My watch is telling me I need to wrap up.
Your watch is telling me I've got more time. You're fine.
It doesn't matter how many, I've gone to services like this all my life. I've preached quite a few. But the reality is this, that we can say all the words that Jesus said. We can read these as text, but not see them as life. In this present moment, God is challenging each and every one of us to ask ourselves, have we truly commended our spirit? Have we truly laid ourselves at the feet of the Master? Have we truly surrendered? Have we truly given our lives to God? Have we truly lived in relationship, or have we fallen in love with a religious experience but gained nothing from it? Do we just put on our Sunday clothes and go and sit down and hear a motivational speech? Or are we allowing the word of God to dwell richly and deeply within us and take deep root, that the word that is hidden in our hearts, so we might not sin against him? Are we an example in word, thought, and deed? Are we being a fragrance? Because we are called to be living sacrifices. Are we being a fragrance? God did not care about the meat on the grill. All he cared about was the smell. What's the smell like?
Amen.
What's your smell like? He didn't care that Jesus was beat beyond recognition. All that matters is that this unblemished, this sinless man hung on a cross and said, I commend my spirit, because that was necessary for there to be salvation. If there was no Jesus, there's no salvation. Our churches will be butcher shops. We don't have a lot of pastors that have us might be dead. Walk in the presence and be righteous.
Amen.
But I thank God.
Yes. Amen.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for being so willing to give your life for people that haven't even existed. I'm grateful that you said, I'll be the one. You ain't got to call nobody else. I will take the form of man. I'll take the L. So that the whole world could win. So my question to you as I close, have you commended your spirit? If you have not, now's a good time to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.